I'm going to read Proverbs 4, verse 7. But before I read, let me do this. Let me start here. Don't answer. All right. Don't yell it out. Don't say, the word. All right. Don't answer. Don't say nothing. Just think to yourself. If God himself, and you knew it was God himself, if God himself came to you and said, what do you want? What would you say? All right. Don't say nothing. Don't tell me. Don't say, I want a new car. No, just keep it to yourself. But if God himself came to you and he said, what do you want? What do you want? Give me something you want. Can't say it. Don't say it. Somebody raise a hand. I'll get right there. Nope. Don't say it. Just think about it. All right. If you have known me for a little while, if you've been around, if you've ever kind of asked me, said, Van, what can I pray for you about? Or people have asked me, Van, what can I pray for you about? Here's what I would say. Here's what I say. I need wisdom. I need wisdom. Now, let me explain why I said that and why I say that. And let me give you two levels of understanding, or my understanding. When you're a child, you only see from a certain point of view. You can only see so much. You're immature. You can't see. You can't understand. You don't catch the whole picture because you're young. You haven't been here long. You haven't experienced stuff, so you don't see everything. And so, for example, if you're a little kid and you see a mommy and a daddy with their little baby, and they're holding the baby, and they're looking at the baby, and the baby's gurgling and smiling, they smile, you say, oh, that's so beautiful. I want to have a baby. Because you saw the pretty picture. You don't know what's behind the scene. You don't know about the dirty diapers, and you don't know about the crying all night and getting sick and driving everybody crazy, and you don't know about that, okay? And so, but you saw that picture, and so that's all you saw right there, and so you, that's what I want, and you think that's what all you're gonna need, but you don't understand everything. There's a bigger picture. And when you're young, you don't see all that picture. When I was October 10th, 1980, I got saved. I'm 20 years old. I'm in college. I've just come off of getting, you know, my knee straight. I work out. I'm in football. I'm an athlete. You know, I'm strong. I'm, you know, and you know how boys, guys, when they're 20 years old, they walk around and they always want to show you, you know, and they eat everything. And I mean, I'm ready. And I'm reading the Bible. I'm into the Bible. I'm starting to read the Bible. And I read the Bible, and I read about Solomon. And if you ever read about Solomon, if you get a chance, read about Solomon. And it says God comes to him and says, what do you want? What do you want, Solomon? And Solomon says, you know, I'll sum it all up. Solomon says, I want wisdom. I want to be able to understand how to deal with your people. I want wisdom. And if you read through and you read all about Solomon, do y'all know anything about it, or if you check anything out, you'll find out that Solomon was one of the richest men in the world, one of the most powerful men in the world, and he had 1,000 women, 700 wives, 300 concubines. Power, money, and sex. Now, I'm 20 years old. I read that. God, give me wisdom. And God said, I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you all this. Power, money, and sex. I'm 20 years old. I'm like, hey! So when I said I want wisdom, that's what I was thinking. God going to make me powerful? I'm gonna be somebody. And God gonna give me a whole lot of money. And I'm gonna have, I mean, I knew Jackie back in high school, but I was gonna have me some more Jackies. All right? That's in my mind. All right? That's it. No, she's all right. She's gonna hear. All right? All right. That's a little I'm young in the Lord. I'm brand new. I'm immature. I'm not thinking all the way through. I don't see everything. Okay. I begin to grow up in the Lord. And I begin to see and begin to understand wisdom, which comes from God. It's something that God gives you. And it comes from heaven. And it will show you how to deal with, and I, for sake of time, how to deal with people, places, and things.
Use this illustration.
And then I'm going to go to the verse in just a little bit. I just took out a few of them. When we got our home, we got into our house, you had manuals. You got a manual for the refrigerator, you got a manual for the sink, you got a manual for the air conditioner, you got a manual for the dishwasher, manual. You got a manual. Everything, how to do everything, how to use everything. Did you know in life you don't get a manual? There is no manual. How do I handle David? There's no manual. How do I deal with Amy? There's no manual. How do I handle Brent? How do I talk to Brent? How do I face Brent and deal with her issue? There's no manual for that. There's no manual on people. There's no manual on your child. Every child is different. There's no manual. When you go to work, every workplace is different. There's not a manual there. With machines, with things, there's a manual. But with people, there's no manual. With life, the way people, there's no manual on your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbor, your in-laws. There's no manual for that. Places, where you are. God has placed you where you are. He's placed you in your body. He's placed you with the color you have, with the race you have, with the culture you have in this area. There's no manual. How do you deal with this place? How do you deal with the place you're at, where you're working? Things. How do you deal with things? Things that come your way. Good things, bad things, ugly things, right things, wrong things. How do you do? There's no manual for that. Wisdom is the manual. God has all the wisdom. God knows how to deal with everything. And what I begin to understand is God has wisdom. And it comes from heaven, and God will give it to me, because he says, if you ask, I'll give it to you. And that's what he's trying to get. That's what I wanted. I didn't understand. At first, I was looking at the stuff. But God was trying to give me wisdom how to deal with people, places, and things. And so I began to get, okay, God. You're trying to show me how. And also, you got to understand something else about wisdom. Wisdom is this. Wisdom is from heaven. It's not from earth. It's not man's wisdom. It's God's wisdom. When you ask for wisdom, you get something that is so deep, so heavy. For example, time. In heaven, there's no time. There's no clock. There's no calendar. There's nothing up there. But everything is on time, and everything is perfectly timed. So if you get wisdom, and you use the wisdom of God down here where there is time, down here we'll say, this ain't the right time for that. It didn't come in time. It didn't happen. But once you walk through life with God, and you use his wisdom, you'll look back in time, you'll say, man, God did that right on time. Because in heaven, everything is right on time. Everything has perfect timing. Wisdom from heaven is powerful. It's more powerful than earth. It's more powerful. So, for example, God goes to Moses. He says, Moses, I want you to go to the Pharaoh and tell him let people go. Now, Pharaoh, I'll just use it for illustration. He probably got more than this, but Pharaoh has 100,000 soldiers at his command. He clicks his finger. They do what he says do. They got horses. They got chariots. They got swords. They got bows and arrows. They got everything. They got all power. He has all power. God says, Moses, you go to him, and all I'm going to give you is a stick. You got a staff. God has more, his wisdom has more power than all the power. You follow? Goliath, 9 feet tall, 6 fingers, 6 toes on each. Big, strong. David, a little short kid with a rock and a slingshot. The wisdom of God is more powerful than the world. So if I catch hold of the wisdom of God, everything's going to be on time. I'm going to be blessed. I have more power. And that's what I began to catch. When I started to mature, I began, okay, God, I see this. I got this. And so Solomon is talking in Proverbs. He wrote three books. He wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And he's talking in Proverbs 4:7. And he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. That's in the King James Version. There's another version in NIV. It says, the beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. In the Good News Version, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. Whatever else you get, get it. Get insight. Get wisdom. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom how to, because there's no manner. You are the only one that has the manner. Show me how to get through this world. So, that's what I've been asking for. So, what I want to do is I'm going to be, and I don't know how long I'm going to be doing, but there's some things I'm going to just be taking, showing you some of the things that God's been showing me. You probably already got it. Okay, you're probably saying, man, I already know that. Okay. All right. But maybe you just don't. Or maybe you never saw it this way. And so I got my little illustrations that I wanted. And so I'm going to try to get through two of them. Is that okay? Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to get through two of them and be out of here. Okay. First one.
Don't tell Jack.
I got a shovel. I got a shovel. Okay? I got this shovel and this shovel. All right. Luke 6. I think it starts at 35. But it says, it's in the Bible and it's talking about, if you show mercy, God will show mercy. If you forgive, God will forgive. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not, you will not be condemned. It goes on to give, and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Whatever you do, come back to you. Here's the picture God has given me. Wisdom. How it works. This represents our shovel. This is the shovel we use down here on earth. This represents God's shovel. This is the shovel he uses in heaven. His shovel, my shovel. God says this. And remember, God's up in heaven. But I also want you to remember this. God owns and controls everything. God not only created heaven, but he also created hell. And he owns it and he runs it. Okay, the devil doesn't run hell and own. Some people think, but the hell belongs to the devil. No. God made it for the devil. God runs it. He runs that and he runs that. He's in control of both of them. Now God said, hey, listen, whatever you give, or let me put it in this term, whatever you shovel out, I shovel back to you. Whatever you shovel out, I shovel back to you. I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you ability. See, if you think about it, David, you didn't get to say it. I'm going to be white. You didn't. I can't dance. You didn't get to say that. All right? You didn't get to go. He didn't get to choose. Jackie didn't get to choose. I'm going to be a woman. God did it. Where you are, how you came in, the time you came in, you didn't get a choice on that. You don't get a choice. But there is something God did say. He says, I'm going to give you the ability to choose what you want coming back to you. I'm going to give you the opportunity. If you want blessings coming back to you, if you want mercy, if you want grace, if you want it coming back to you, I'm going to give you an opportunity again. You get to choose how much comes back to you. Now, understand. Say I come up and I'm loving. Damien, I'm loving to you. Brent, I'm loving to you. Kat, I'm love. I show you, I shovel out love. God says, all right. Good job, you shoveled out love. Here, Van. I guess you can see whose shovel is bigger. I shovel out blessings. That's what I got. I shovel out my little bit. He shovels back to me. Because his blessings are so much more. And he wants to. It's no problem. If you're kind, I throw you some kindness, God throws me some kindness. I throw you some joy, God throws you some joy. I throw you some mercy, God throws you some mercy. I throw you some forgiveness, God throws me some forgiveness. I throw you gentleness, God throws. You follow me? Whatever I shovel out, he shovels on me. He just said that. I'm going to give it back to you. Now, he owns hell, too. I'm going to be very condemning today. I'm going to be very judgmental. I'm going to be very mean. I'm going to be ugly. I'm going to be short with you. I'm going to be impatient with you. He owns it. So you threw that out at people? Guess what I'm throwing out at you? Now, this helps me. This wisdom helps me. Because there are times people are a certain way and people are nasty and people are mean and people are cold and people are ugly. And I got to decide, what do I want to throw on them? Whatever you throw out. Now, the thing didn't say, hey, if somebody throws something good, bad, or ugly to you, you can throw something bad and ugly back. It just says, what you throw out, coming back. I'm just me. I ain't got much of a show. I got enough mess in my life, so I'm trying to throw out as much good as I can. I don't care how ugly you act. I don't care how nasty you act. I mean, and sometimes I think about that shovel is bigger than my shovel. Does that make sense?
Second thing. 1 Peter 1.
I took this from chapter 2. 1 Peter 1, it says, be ye holy as I am holy. Be ye holy. God said it. God said, be ye holy as I am holy. Oh, let me see if I can get you to talk. Do anybody know what holiness is? David, you're a preacher. Where the holy?
He's talking about this one.
Carmine, what's holy?
Stop.
Separation
to God. All right, separation to God, holy. Be holy as God is holy. Is God holy? Would you equate holiness with being kind of like perfect? Got it all together? Doing it all right. When you think of God being holy, sanctified, set apart, doing right, only right, only on the light side, isn't that God? And he said, be holy like he is. So to be perfect and right like God is. Well, how are you supposed to do that? Amy, how are you supposed to do that? No, Kathy, how are you supposed to be holy like God? Wait, let me back up. Are you holy like God?
No.
Wait a minute. I know, Carlene. Carlene, are you holy just like God?
I would like to be.
Wait. Wait a minute.
No, Carly. Are you holy like God? He just, 1 Peter, if you read it, 1 Peter, be ye holy as God is. Brent, I know, okay, Brent, I know you're holy. Are you holy like God?
No, but I'm just supposed to try real hard to do the right stuff.
Okay. All right, I know it. We got one. Joy, are you holy like God?
No.
Yet he says, be ye holy as God is holy. So what in the world are you talking about? Now, let's back up. Would God ask me to do something I can't do? So would God say, man, go get up on the top of the roof, jump off, and fly? If you hear one of them voices, that ain't a good one. So what is God asking? What is God saying? Wisdom. I'm a coach. Okay? And I'm always, one of the things I tell the kids, give me the best you got. Give me the best you got. Let's say, for example,
God is holy. In holiness, God can jump. This represents holiness. And Jesus himself is holy. He jumped up and he touched us down there. Can any of you jump from here and touch this? If you're right here, Calhoun.
A little trampoline.
Okay.
Not trampoline again. You got to jump from here to here. I mean, I think Michael Jordan can jump, but I don't know if he can get this. He can run, but I don't think he can get this. Now, here's the deal. If you're a good coach, we have a good God. He's like a good coach. What he does is he says, he'll put this way up here. He'll put a goal, something for you to reach for way up here. He'll say, jump for it. He said, go. I want you to be holy just like me. I want you to go for it. Now, there's three things that could happen. Number one, I can get down here, bam. I want you to touch that thing. And I go, and I go as high as I can. I don't touch it, but I go as high as I can. I give them the best I can. I give them the best I can. That's what God's looking for. I go as high as I can. I give them the best I can. Or I can just get into the attitude. Number two, I just, I tried, and I did, something, and God will take that too. He'll mess with you. Just like I'm a coach, I'll mess with you. Did you give me your best? I would like you to give me your best. On Monday, I would like you to give me your best. On Tuesday, I would like you to give me your best. I saw you jump on Wednesday. You didn't give me the best jump. Yeah. Okay, on Thursday, I want you to give me your best. But here's what he does not want. He doesn't want you to look up here and say, you know what, this is useless. This is hopeless. I can't be holy. I ain't gonna try. I'm not even gonna try. I'm not even gonna aim for anything. I'm just gonna aim for zero. God is wanting you to give your best. Just give me the best you got. I know you can't touch holiness. You give me the best you got. Try. Okay. That person always make me mad. Every time I see them, I want to start cussing. They're coming. Okay. I hear you, God. I'm going to hold off for 5 minutes. I hold off for 4 minutes, 50 seconds. Couldn't hold it. Bam! That's okay. You try. You're doing something. Next time, you might get 5 minutes. Next time, you might get 6 minutes. It's okay. But try. trying to do my best. Don't just give up. Don't just quit. Does that make sense? Can I be holy just like God? No. Can I give my best? Yes. Does that make sense? That's God's wisdom. Father, help us. Help us to get some of your wisdom, Father, so that we know how to walk amongst people, places, and things. We know how to walk in this world and to be a blessing and to be blessed. Father, I thank you. Teach us, guide us, walk us through this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed.